A very good evening to all of us, brothers and sisters in the temple. Today is the 29th September 2022. We are having our Thursday class at Brother Dio and Sister Papa's Three House. Let us compose our mind, develop the Sada, Virya, then mindfully we shall commence the Puja chanting. Namo Bhagavan Sisya Moni Fo. Namo Bhagavan Sisya Moni Fo. Namo Bhagavan Sisya Moni Fo. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Guansin Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang sama sambuto bhagawa utang bhagawantang abhiwademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhamman namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato savakasangho sangham namami. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo attassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sangham saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami. Panatipata veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Adinadana veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Kamesu mechacharya veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Musavada veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Surameraya majjhapamadatthana veramani sikkhapadam samadhiyami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we will continue with our puja chanting by turning to page 3 of the chanting book. We shall continue with the padipa puja chanting offerings of light. Ganda sarappa dipena dipena tamadang sina. Tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang. Ganda sambara yutena dopenahang suganghina. Pujayami ganyantang puja bacana mutamang. Vanna ganda guno petang etang kusuma santatin. Pujayami munindasa siri pada sarorohe yemi buddhang kasumena nena punena matena cha hotu mokkhang upang milayati upadibhyang me kayo tatayati vinasabhavan adivase to no bante paniyam parikapitang anukampang upadaya patiganhatu muttamam adivase to no bante pangle parikapitang anukampang upadaya patiganhatu muttamam adivaseto no bante bhojanam parikapitam anukampam upadaya patiganhatu muttamam. Now we shall chant the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the all these puja offerings. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May these offerings of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May these constant offerings of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond between nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits born of our offering, may these spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers, sharing and transform merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu. Sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us now pay respect to Pajam. Buddhang Pajayami. Dhammang Pajayami. Sanghang Pujemi. Okay, you all can be seated. So, as usual, we are off the light so that we can have our half an hour of awareness-based meditation. So, half an hour of awareness-based meditation. Just remember the four support. The first three support are very basic and very important. Just relax. The first support means Relax into every mind state that arises. Relax entirely body and mind, so that our body and mind is completely relaxed and at ease without problem. To meditate is to have a relaxed body and mind. When your body and mind is relaxed, you are at ease, then the mind can settle down. That's how you develop your awareness-based meditation. If you are not relaxed, it cannot settle down because you must have problem. And when you have problem, you tend to have a lot of tension or stress or violence within your body and mind. All these are craving-induced type of tension or stress or tightness. So to have the ability to relax is to be at peace with all things. Just tell yourself, the next half an hour, I'm going to relax and develop the meditative awareness within. So talk to the mind. Do not disturb me during this half an hour, so that this body and mind can have the opportunity to settle down, to develop the inner peace, the inner calmness, the inner awareness. When thought is no longer active, awareness will arise naturally, because man can only do one thing at a time. Either you are lost in thought, heedlessly thinking, or you are just silent and aware completely. That's why a person who can relax and maintain awareness can meditate. So ability to relax and maintain awareness is very important to develop awareness-based meditation. And the third support is maintain the awareness for as long as you can. Technically, it's 24 hours. Or initially during your waking moments while living life. You can do that. Your mindfulness, your heedfulness will develop. Your awareness within will stabilize. And you become very different. Most of the time, you are just aware without thought. Then after that, you silent everything. Don't try to know. Don't try to do, just maintain the awareness within. Then silence your mind to observe what is going on within your forming mind, within nature. When you are aware at your senses, a lot of things will happen at your internal sense spaces. The contact between external sense data and your internal sense spaces is what meditation is all about. When these two sets of six, the six external sense data coming into contact with the six internal sense spaces, then upon contact with the mind, which is the consciousness itself, a lot of things will happen. It will trigger what we call consciousness, the respective sense of consciousness. It can either be your seeing consciousness, hearing consciousness, smell, taste, tactile, or thought process, thought consciousness. So this six sense door can give rise to the six type of corresponding sense door consciousness. And when consciousness arises, it's initially like the physics experiment, it's just the pure consciousness. Like the Buddha said, in the seeing, there's only the consciousness of seeing, the seeing consciousness, no one to see. So this one is not a concept or a theory. You have to find out for yourself in the meditative silence. Find out, investigate, aware. Then you will know that silence choiceless observation of what is meditation. Then when you can develop that understanding, you will come to know who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. How you know the world, how you interact with the world, and how the brain and the memory with its views, opinion, and conditioning enable you to stir your mind, to react to sense experience, to input the content of consciousness. So initially, before one is enlightened, all this process or content of consciousness that one input is always born of delusion, ignorance. That's why there is sakyadity behind. Sakyadity means self-delusion. There is a deluded thinking or entity that grabs onto the five aggregate of form and mind, thinking that it is you, it is real, that there is a being inside. There is a thinker behind the thought process. That this form and mind, the so-called human being or living being, is a permanent unchanging entity that you can say, this is me, this is I. Therefore, the personality, the ego, they all arise and manifest. And with that, the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion will follow because of this egoic mind, this sakyadity. And that's how living beings get into trouble. So the first noble truth, final summary, the Buddha summarized all of suffering as one's self-delusion that conditioned one to grasp at this five aggregate of form and mind, thereby arising the five aggregates of grasping. When they become grasping aggregate, they trigger of suffering. That's why upadana khandhas, the grasping aggregate, leads to suffering. Without delusion, sakyadity, there is no grasping. There is no clinging. There is no identification. So all this, when you silence your mind to meditate, you will develop the understanding. Okay, I'll let you continue with the awareness-based meditation. You can slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Then we shall continue with our invocation to the devas. Turn to page 6 of the chanting book. We'll chant the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the dainties of devas come here. Let them hear the good teachings of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakavalesu atra gacchantu devata saddhammam muni rajasa sunantu sakkamokkhadam. Dhamma savanan kalo ayam badanta. Dhamma savanan kalo ayam badanta. Dhamma savanan kalo ayam badanta. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sama sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato. Itibeso Bhagavan Rahang Sama Sambuddho Vija Charana Sampanno Sugato Lokavido Anuttaro Purisa Dhammasariti Tadeva Manusana Indo Bhagavati Swagato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehi Pasiko Opanayiko Pachata Veditako Venohi Subhatipano Bhagavato Savaka Sampo Ujjubhatipano Bhagavato Savaka Sampo Nyayabhatipano Bhagavato Savaka Sampo Samijjhibhatipano Bhagavato Savaka Sampo Yadidam Chatari Purisadhyatari Atta Purisapudam Esa Bhagavato Savaka Sampo Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Rakkineyo Anjali Karaneyo Anuttara Punya Keta Loka Sati Sadhu Sadhu Sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we shall continue our sharing from this book. The transcript book, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Code, as quoted by me. We are at Unique Code number 4. Okay. So all this Unique Dhamma Code, they are very, very unique in the sense that if you understand them, then you will understand what awareness-based meditation is. You will understand what the true mind is, the silent mind. And how is it we can develop the meditation? So all these are very important understanding. That's why we are going through all this. This definition is very useful. You can understand, it's very beautiful. It will help you to develop the understanding, because all of meditation, you must do with understanding. Without understanding, there is no progress. You cannot develop the progress. But when you understand, meditation becomes very easy. And it becomes very straightforward. Can be done very, very much easily. Okay. Meditation is very easy when you understand. What is it that we must develop understanding? We must understand that that natural state of mind before the stirring is our true mind. And our true mind is also called the silent mind, the meditative mind. That is, without thought, you are already aware. So if this is the understanding, then you will know why I always tell you. So don't have to practice to be aware. Or you don't try to be aware. Because the practicing and the trying is always by the thought. So when thought is active, how can you be aware? So this part is very important. Huh? So you don't have to practice to be aware or try to be aware, because that trying and practice is by the thought. When thought is active, you are no longer aware, because you are already lost in thought, preoccupied with the thinking. So very important understanding is, without thought, you are already aware. So that is how you develop the understanding. So I make it up on the whiteboard. Meditation is very easy when you understand. So this is a very important statement. Oh, sorry. What is it that we have to develop understanding? The understanding is we have two minds. Understand? So this is why we have gone through. Huh? Understanding, one, we have two minds. So what are the two minds? Mundane mind, or our thinking mind, and our true mind. So this true mind is our silent mind. So this one is also called the silent mind. And these two minds, they can meditate. So there is a saying, we need food to develop physical energy. We need the silent mind to develop insight. You understand now? Because I find this analogy very useful. The physical body needs food for physical energy. That one you can understand. So to meditate, you need the silent mind or the true mind, which is also the meditative mind, to give rise to insight, to give rise to understanding, to see things as they are, to insight into phenomena, to realize the three universal characteristics. So all these are very important understanding. The silent mind, the true mind, and these two, they are both the meditative mind. So for physical energy, the physical body needs food. To meditate, to develop spiritual understanding or wisdom, we need the silent mind, the true mind. Yeah. You cannot meditate with the mundane mind. This one is the thinking mind. This one is the thinking mind. The thinking mind or the mundane mind will give rise to thought-based meditation. Thought-based meditation. Whereas this one will give rise to the awareness-based meditation. Understanding this is very important. Then when you understand this, the next one is the moment you are without thought, the awareness is naturally there. So this is the reason why I always say, don't try to practice awareness. Don't try to be aware. You understand? Because the one that is practicing or trying to be aware is always the thinking mind, the thought, the mundane mind. So this one, thought-based meditation, cannot lead you to the realization of the state of mind that is beyond thought, beyond mind. Because that Dhamma, which we're supposed to realize, is the timeless Dhamma, beyond thought, beyond time. So if that is the case, then you will understand what that unique code is. That's why in the unique code, I say, meditation is very easy when you understand. You must understand you have two minds. One is the thinking mind, the mundane mind, which is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon. The other one is the true mind, the silent mind, before the thinking, before the thought. So you have to understand that the natural state of mind is the true mind. So this one, the true mind, is our natural state. Natural state before the stirring. Before your mind think, before your mind arise, any thought activity or any aggregate of mind to perceive or to feel or to create mental activity or to become conscious before all those things. That is your true mind, your silent mind. That's why originally, the first thing to come out is your silent mind, your awareness nature within. This is the true mind. Then from there, it starts to create the thinking, the mundane mind, when you input the content of conscious. Because as a human being, we have our six sense basis. Then nature itself, they have the sense data. The sense data together with the sense basis within, upon contact with the consciousness, it triggers the respective sense of consciousness. And that is what thought is all about. When that consciousness arises, before the content went in, it is pure thought, pure consciousness. But the moment the content went in, your views, your opinion, your conditioning, the belief system, your whatever, what they call conditioning that you have developed as you go through life, that is how you behave. That's why you act according to memory, which are all your accumulated experiences, good and bad, your views, your obedience, your conditioning, your insecurity, your phobia, your fear, your scars of memory. So all this, they become what you are. So when you understand that, that is how thinking arises. That's how mental intention arises. That's how karma arises. So this one, the thought, is responsible for all the coming processes, the karmic conditioning, life, existence, movements, they are all created by thought. That's why the Buddha said, our mind, the thinking mind, is the forerunner of all things. That he is referring to the mundane mind, mano. This is called mano, the thinking mind. And this thinking mind is the one that is subject to karma. Because within every thought process, there is this jatena or mental intention within. So when you understand all this, the natural state of mind before the stirring is our true mind. So what must you do? You just have to follow the code. What did the code say? We read through. What did the code say? Can you all read through together? Read the code number four. Meditation is? You all don't have the code. No, no. Can you read from that one? It's pinned on the thing.
Yeah, meditation is pretty easy.
I think the next class, you all better bring this the silent unique code, okay? Okay, I read again. Maybe Jin Hao read.
Meditation is very easy when you
understand. You use the mic. Where's the mic?
Meditation is very easy when you understand that the natural state of mind,
natural
state of mind before the stirring is the true mind, that meditative silent mind.
So the other one, i.e.
i.e. without thought, you are already aware.
So the third understanding is, sorry, the second. So you see, the understanding is without thought, we are already aware. So this part I have written there. The moment you are without thought, the awareness is naturally there. So this understanding is very important. Then the next one is, don't try to practice to be aware or try to be aware, because the trying and the practice is by the thought. So this one we have gone through many times. By now, I think you all should understand. Because when thought is active, you are no longer aware. You are lost in thought. So this one is very obvious, isn't it? When thought is active, how can you be aware? Because to be aware is before the knowing, before the thinking, before the arising of the thought process. So we have to define what awareness is, or what sati is. Sati or awareness is, so sati is actually an awareness before the knowing or thinking. So sati or awareness is an awareness before the knowing or thinking. So this one, maybe I will put bracket better. Sati or in bracket awareness. So sati basically is an awareness before the knowing or the arising of the thought process. And this is what your true mind is. That's why when you meditate, you just relax and maintain awareness to let the natural state of mind return. Well, this natural state, the true mind, is before the stirring of the mind, before your thought process become active, before you develop the heedlessness, the heedless thinking. So you can just relax, maintain awareness, and silence your mind completely without any thought energy, then this natural state will return. So meditation is very easy when you understand all this. That's why the four support become easy to understand and clear. Then you can do it with confidence, with understanding. And you realize to be in that meditative state is actually very easy. Very, very easy. For those who understand, you no need method and technique. You don't have to focus, concentrate, or do anything. You just relax and maintain awareness and let the mind settle down. And finally, realize its natural state before the arising of thought. That natural state is your true mind. It's also the awareness nature within. So this awareness nature within is actually the first to come out from that nature. We call it our true nature, our oneness nature, or the source. Then from there, it arises. Then from there, it creates the mundane thinking, the mundane mind. That's why the four stages of creation. How from the true mind, or before the true mind, there is this, our true nature, the oneness nature. From there, the first thing to come out is the silent mind, our awareness nature, just that thing. Then from there, it creates the mundane thinking, the mundane mind. And this mundane mind, like the Buddha said, is the forerunner of all things. This mundane mind is chief. When this mundane mind arises, all things arise. But this is responsible for creation, for karma, for the karmic process. Then when this arise, the mundane mind, the thinking mind, it created the phenomenal world of consciousness because we had the sixth sense door. So upon contact of the sixth sense door, means the external sense basis, which are the six types of sense data. When it come into contact with the respective six types of sense basis, so upon contact with that mundane mind, it trigger off mundane thought process or thinking. And this is how the phenomenal world of consciousness and form arise. This is what existence is all about. So understanding this, so these are understandings. What are the understanding? The understanding are, first one is we have two mind, okay? This one we have control. Then the moment you are without thought, the awareness is naturally there. So you don't have to do anything. You just have to relax, maintain awareness, silent everything. Then it will fall into place. And the other understanding is, what is sati? Sati or mindfulness is awareness before the knowing or the thinking. Maybe this one, I use the word mindfulness, easier for people to understand, because the Theravada people are more used to that word. Sati or mindfulness. So sati or mindfulness is awareness before the knowing. before the thinking, before the arising of the thought process. So with this understanding, then you meditate, it becomes very simple, very easy. Unless you have this understanding, it is going to take you very long. That's why a lot of so-called cultivators of the way, or even Buddhists, they got trapped in thought-based meditation for so long. It's because they lack this understanding. And the strange thing is, I don't know why, even in the Mahayana tradition, very few people know how to teach that. They not go into the two mind and all those things. They like the Theravada at their level. They prefer to keep to the sutta and maintain what is being commonly accepted and all those things. But when you have the understanding, it's actually just that simple. Things that are simple always reflect the truth and the reality. The truth and reality are very simple. They are not complex. It's the mundane mind, the thinking mind, that go and project and make it complex. Because to them, things that are difficult to realize cannot be easy. Understand? So that logic actually is not correct. In fact, for those who understand, simplicity is what truth is. Truth is actually very simple. But the reason why it's not simple is because the approach to it, to realize that truth, they use the wrong instrument. That's why they become very confused. To them, they keep on using the thought and they keep on having problems with understanding what truth is. To them, it's very difficult to understand, very difficult to comprehend. Because you use the wrong instrument. You approach it from the wrong instrument. And when your instrument limits you, how can you realize that truth? That's why they keep on thinking. They keep on having idea of what meditation is, what enlightenment is, what truth is. Yeah. And like the Buddha said, truth is. Even Jay Krishnamurti also say, truth is. So the what is the reality. That's why a lot of people who have the understanding, they always say, don't fight with the reality. Even the Buddha taught the same, suchness, tatata. Thing is just the way it is. Cannot be otherwise. The reality is, truth is, the isness of thing. Yeah. And sometimes they come out with all these words, the what is, reflect suchness, the truth, the reality. So what is that natural state. Whatever that can explain the way things are, is the truth. So truth is within reality itself. And truth, when you have the silent mind, the mundane mind, the awareness nature to look at it, it becomes very simple. Everything becomes very simple. Then you realize the complication comes from delusion, sakkayadhiti, avijja, ignorance, because you fail to understand the right instrument to develop the meditative understanding. So just now I use a very good analogy. I think I better write it down. So physical energy, you need food. But when it comes to spiritual understanding, you need the silent mind, yes, or true mind. So this one is very important. Yeah? Same. Because to develop the spiritual understanding or the insight knowledge, yes, which are wisdom, then you need the silent mind. Yeah, or the true mind. Yeah. But for physical energy, you need food. So if you understand this analogy, then you will understand what spiritual understanding is. Because this is what wisdom is all about. Spiritual understanding is the meditative understanding of wisdom. So wisdom is also insight knowledge. Yes, sir. Okay. So can follow. Clear. If you understand all this, then meditation becomes very simple. Yeah. Because now I want to go into all this deeper in the sense that your understanding can stabilize. Otherwise, I realize a lot of you who have not stabilized your awareness nature is because you are not sure. You are not confident. And you always like believe you know, but you didn't have the ability to go in and try to do it, to develop the ability to realize the awareness nature within the true mind. Only those who have gone through. You see, meditation is very funny, very strange. Unless you have gone through and realized, you cannot understand. It's as simple as that. Because your problem stays with the thought. But the thought always wants to understand. That's why I say don't try to know. Don't try to develop any understanding or doing. The understanding will come by itself. Don't go and look for it. What you look for is always knowledge to the thought, is not the truth. That's why you have to do it to realize it. So this way of explanation is to stabilize the understanding so that you develop clear understanding and you become very confident. Then you just do it and it will come. And the moment it comes, I don't have to explain anything. All the words will stand up. Become very beautiful and very clear. So this is what you need to really understand. So listen to it. Go through it. Just now in the car when we were coming, PG and Polian, they also asked me. Then we discussed. Then like PG said, the problem is we think we know. I say, before you stabilize understanding, thinking you know, is knowledge, not much use. You have to have the ability to write it out without looking at the notes, without listening to whatever recording or what. After the whole thing, after you have listened or read, then you start. One by one, you start. Whatever you want to understand, you try to write it down without looking at anything, without referring to anything. If you can't even write it down, means you don't have even basic understanding. But after you can write it down, that is the beginning. Yeah. But most people need to check the book or the notes or listen to the recording, then write it down. It's also not bad. At least you listen and you write it down. Because some people are slow. They don't have the past. They cannot receive truth immediately and awaken. So you have to write it down. Then when you write it down, the words are there. You reflect, you contemplate, and try to develop the understanding of it. Yeah. Then when you contemplate, reflect, and inquire until it's stabilized, then after that, you close the book. Yeah. Then forget about it for a while. Then later on, you try to recall using your own understanding what that thing is. Yeah. If you can write it out again without referring to anything, that means it has started to stabilize. Means at least the definition is there already. You know what the definition is already. Now it's going into the practice. Phase two Dhamma. Phase one is Pariyatti, learning about the teaching. The essential Dhamma, the teaching. Then putting it into practice is the second stage. So when you put it into practice, when you go into life, then you realize all this is what life is all about. When you silence your mind and develop the four support, then you realize you saw all these things. Then it starts to develop more clarity, more stability. Then you continue to have joy and you continue to reflect and contemplate then this understanding continue to stabilize. That's why my teacher Ajayantra reminded me no less than 6 times. We choose contemplate the Dhamma until very, very clear. Yeah. And I did that a lot in the early days without him telling me. And I didn't know that was the second turning of the Four Noble Truths. That's why the second turning, reflection, contemplate, and inquiry into truth is very important. After you have heard them in the first turning, you have to reflect, contemplate, and inquire. Why did the Buddha say that? How can I understand that? Then through all the first, second, and third turning of the Four Noble Truths, all the teaching will come out. They will stand out. And when you silence your mind, when you look at all the essential Dhamma, the unique code, the pointers that I have shared, then you realize all of these are like signposts, pointers, point towards the truth. Then when you understand them, like I say, when you develop the understanding, meditation becomes very simple. So this understanding, for most people, take time because everyone is different. And most people are not gifted. You don't have your past unique understanding and quality. That's why this line you come, I realize not everyone has the ability to receive truth the way the true cultivator or the way come and receive. Yeah, these are very advanced cultivator who has cultivated very long. That's why when they come, everything will fall into place. And the understanding, like winning and all, wherever there is truth, they listen even without education as an illiterate. They will understand. They will awaken to it. So this is what cultivation is all about. It's not about having the educated knowledge. Actually, that one binds you and make you more difficult to comprehend truth. But truth is actually very simple. Truth is about reality. About silencing your mind. Not having any knowledge. Start with a clean slate, like you don't know anything. Like a child, newborn child. Everything you learn, then you investigate. If it's the truth, it will stand up to investigation. That's why from a clean slate, without any knowledge, without any accumulated views, opinion, and conditioning, you silence your mind and you investigate and find out. That way, I realize you learn faster. Then when you have the understanding already, means when you realize what that true mind is already, the awareness nature, that stability of the silent mind, then all of a sudden you realize all these words become clear to you. Like, it's no more knowledge. That understanding is there. That's why you need to realize the silent mind, the true mind. But without this awareness nature, you cannot penetrate the spiritual understanding. That's why spiritual understanding needs the silent mind, the true mind, which is your meditative mind, nothing else. And when you have that spiritual understanding, you will have the wisdom, the insight knowledge. And that is the one that frees the mind. Nothing frees the mind except wisdom. Okay, so go into all this, develop the understanding. The moment you stabilize the awareness nature, daily mindfulness, you are home. Because that is what heedfulness is all about, appamana. And exactly as what the Buddha proclaimed under his Dhammapada verse 21, heedfulness is the path to the deathless. The heedful never die. Whereas you don't train your mind to have this inner awareness, stability of it, you cannot be heedful in the midst of life. If you are not heedful, it means you are heedless. So Dhammapada verse 21, the Buddha also mentioned, heedlessness is the path to the dead. The heedless are as if dead. You don't stand a chance at all. As far as spiritual awakening is concerned, the heedless are as if dead. you don't stand a chance. That's why without heedfulness, you cannot develop the meditative understanding. And to be heedful, you must be at least ever mindful. To be ever mindful, you must develop mindfulness first. Means when, then stabilize it to be ever mindful. Then only that is the beginning of meditation. That's why heedfulness is very important. And to move from ever mindful to heedfulness, you need to use the ever mindful state of mind that you are trained to meditate. To meditate means to cultivate the Noble Eightfold Path. The Noble Eightfold Path understanding until you have the whole embodiment of that Noble Eightfold Path understanding, which is the complete understanding of all the essential Dhamma that the Buddha has taught. We are all his teaching spin off from the Four Noble Truths, especially the Noble Eightfold Path. The Noble Eightfold Path actually holds the complete teaching. Because that is the path when you cultivate or develop the training, it will lead to the enlightenment, or what he called the end of all suffering. If you cultivate this Noble Eightfold Path, it will lead to the end of all suffering. And within the Noble Eightfold Path, you have the Four Noble Truths too, because under the Satipatthana Sutta, Samasati, the four foundation of mindfulness, the last foundation, Dhammanupassana, the last category of practice, is mindfulness of the Four Noble Truths and its three turning. That's why everything is included. Then the three right view also come from the Four Noble Truths. Without the Four Noble Truths, you cannot understand the three right views. Then all the other path factor is to follow the advice of the Buddha. Right view to avoid all evil. Then with right view, you can arise the right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, so that you don't fall into the evil roots, the evil destiny, so that there is no negativity of coming action. Then after that, the four right effort to constantly purify your thought process, your mind states. Then after that, you will have to stabilize your sati more and more, until your samasati become balas, powers, unshakable. Then when you stabilize that sati, it becomes samadhi. With sati and samadhi, that is what the silent mind is all about. Then you realize the true mind, which is Bhasati, the fifth enlightenment factor. So Bhasati is the tranquility of mind, the stillness of mind, the silent mind, your meditative mind. That's why it's an enlightenment factor. With that, you can awaken. You can insight into phenomena. You can see things as they are. You can awaken. This is what awareness-based meditation is all about. So understanding is most important. When you understand, you're free, you liberate the mind. Okay. Oh, 9:44. Okay, I will just finish it off. So after code number 4, we can move to code number 5, which is related. Therefore, just relax and maintain awareness and let things be. Then the mundane mind will slow down and return to its original state before the stirring or the thinking to become just aware. That's how you develop the meditative awareness within. Then just silence everything and let it stabilize. Whatever arise, aware, finish. Aware, finish means don't try to think, don't try to know, don't try to chase, don't even be curious. Just let it be. Until the awareness nature becomes very stable. Like you are a dead person. Just let whatever activity move. Then the awareness nature within will understand. Will develop the understanding. And that is what insight is all about, wisdom is all about. Because the silent, choiceless awareness of what is give rise to understanding. Then you start to understand who are you, what are you, and how you function as a human being. This is what Jaya Krishnamurti called self-knowledge. Self-knowledge is meditation. You meditate to know yourself, to realize that the so-called self is an illusion. Then you awaken. That's why the self-knowledge is to let you understand that the form of mind is not you. It's impermanent. Because it's impermanent, you cannot attach, you cannot cling. You attach and cling, which is not nature's way. Because you attach cling based on your own views, opinion, and conditioning. You want things your way, which is not nature's way. That's why suffering will arise. And because it's impermanent, it's non-self, empty nature, anatta nature. So the universal characteristics become clear. That's how you awaken. Okay? Okay, we stop here. Code number 5, we finish. So the next one we share is code number 6. Go back and read about it. Then bring this book. Every Thursday class, bring this book. By the time I finish this one, you would have developed a lot of understanding, a lot of stability on it. Yeah, I realized last time when I just read through and share, only those who have done it can follow and find that it's very beautiful. But for those who have not developed it, I realized you all still didn't really benefit. That's why I now choose to share it one or two code at a time during the Thursday class so that we can discuss it. And whatever you're not sure, you make full use of this window to ask. That is very important. Okay? Okay, that is very good. So with this, I think we can open up for meditation reporting and whatever question anybody has, you can ask me. So whatever question related to the meditation or to the teaching, you can ask. Even how to apply this teaching to help you understand life, solve your whatever life problem, you can ask. Or you can share your Dharma and daily life experiences, or whatever cultivation experiences that you have developed. And all this can give faith to people, encouragement to fellow Kayanamitas. Then at the same time, you can learn to express yourself, to share all this. It takes time to stabilize. When you can share and express yourself in a clear, stable manner, it means you have the stability of understanding. Then later on, as you continue with your cultivation, you realize one day, all of a sudden, when somebody asks you whatever question, you can just answer like that. Spontaneously, the answer just come out. And sometimes you will be amazed at how you can answer that way. Well, that nature is very unique. It's not what you think. It's not knowledge and not thought. That's why it's spontaneous. It just come out like that, straight from the heart. Okay?
Hello, Amitabha, brother.
Amitabha, yeah, Bojang, yeah.
Yeah, Amitabha, Mrs. Teo, and all Kayamitas.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, I want to report my meditation in daily life. Sato. In daily life. In daily life.
Yes. Okay. Can.
Okay. Yeah. So, brother, I want to talk about my last week daily life experience.
Very good.
Actually, on a Friday morning, I went to the park to exercise. And I went there about 7 plus in the morning. So it was very quiet, very nice. But I have to walk about like 1 kilometer to the park. And then when I reached there, actually, although I think it's early lah, but already quite a number of people there already.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Most
so
people
they,
go for morning walk or morning exercises quite early, huh? Especially
yes.
in Singapore. Yeah.
So I have to like walk, share the walking path with quite a number of people, you know. But I choose
Yeah.
because there are many walking paths, so I choose one that has the less people, you know. So
Yes.
I just walk, you know, walk. And then as I was walking, Bradley, I will tell you this first before I come to the end of it, because I think it leads me to there, I guess, you know, huh? Not guess, but
No problem.
I believe because of this exercise, the morning walk, it develops my mindfulness very
Yes,
strong, you know.
it will
Yes.
help you. Yes.
Yes. So I walk, and then behind me, I hear, actually it was very quiet for me, because I walked the 1 kilometer, it's very quiet for me because I'm walking alone.
Because you
Then
know
when
how
I
to
reach,
relax and be at ease. Then the
correct.
awareness just
So
settle down.
yes. So but when I reach the park, there are people, right? So as I walk, I can hear voices of people behind me,
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
talking,
Yes.
talking. Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. So it, because the park, the forest park, is like very quiet with the sound of all the insects. But because of the voices of people talking, right? So I can hear it pretty clear, you know, what they are talking about. So it's like,
yes.
you know,
Yes.
I can hear very clearly what they talk about. And
Yes.
these two person was like complaining. One person
Yeah.
complaining to the other. So they you can hear that. Then of course, my feeling arise like, oh, this is very unpleasant kind of
Yeah.
talk, you know, kind of
Yeah.
conversation, you
Yeah.
know.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
my mind kind of like understand what is going on, you know. Okay, but it didn't stir me, that I just keep, it was like quiet again, and then I continue
Yeah.
with my walk. After a while, I noticed it's quiet again, and this complain no more, you know. This
Yeah, yeah,
complain no
yeah.
more because I think maybe they took the different route again, because there are so many routes, you know, people
Yeah,
walking,
yeah,
just
yeah,
walk,
yeah,
walk.
yeah.
So I hear my feeling was like, oh, kind of the unpleasantness of the people talking about their complaints, Then after that disappear, and then no more noise, and then I continue walking. So I
Yeah.
walked the whole park, I walked the whole park, and then I reached, then I crossed over the bridge, and then I went to the pond. So when I went to the pond, I said, wow, very nice pond. So I do some morning exercise, breath, you thought on the mindfulness of the breath,
Yes.
you know?
That
Yeah,
one
yeah.
very
So
useful.
so I
Mindfulness
use
training.
so actually I told brother Chinhao to record for
Yeah,
you, you know, so that
recorded.
I
They
can
recorded
see, yes,
the
so I
video.
can see the how to do the mindfulness with the hand.
Yes,
So I
yes,
do
yes.
that. So I do that, you know, I do that. The two type, one, the first one
Yes.
with the hand up and down,
The
the other,
hand
the one
movement
just
one.
down.
Yes.
Yes, the hand movement. So I do that for a while, and then after that I also do my own Tai Chi, you know, that I learned
Yes,
from,
yes, yes,
you know, that I learned. So I
yes.
do that. After that, I go back to the main park. I finish all this, I go back to the main park, you know. As I walk back to the main park, right,
Yeah.
I see people doing the fan dance. So it was so beautiful, you know, people doing the fan dance. I
Yes.
don't know what kind of group is that, but they are doing that in the park, huh?
Yeah, yeah,
Then
yeah.
after that,
Very common. Yes.
then after that, I walk through the towards the main entrance. Then the main entrance, there's loud music, you know, people exercising with the music, the song, to
Yeah.
keep them, you know, I don't know what kind of dance is that, the exercise to make people want to go and move their body, you know.
Yeah,
So I
yeah,
see,
yeah, yeah.
I was like a little bit surprised. So many people doing this exercise, like everybody not working. So the mind thing, everybody not working like me, huh? So I was thinking like that. So, but anyway, it was a good thinking, because I find that it gave me a chance to really stand there for a while, you know, to look at who are these people, you know.
Yeah,
So when I
you
look at these
become
people,
sensitive, yes,
yes,
aware.
so I, yes, so I'm aware of these people. I can only see the color shape and form,
Correct.
because I do not know
Yes.
any of them, you know. So it's
Correct.
just by that color, shape, and form. And then after that, I settle down to understand these people is like mothers, you know, that went to send their kids to school, and then mothers that will go to the market because they also bring their basket, their trolleys, you know. So these are the mothers that have a time to actually, in between their chores, they do exercise. It was very good in that sense, right? I mean, I find it a very good opportunity for them to take and do some exercise for their body health, you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and then after that, as I was standing there, right, so I saw this plant in front of me, you know, this plant in front of me. I said, oh, what plant is this, huh? So beautiful, you know, the mind is like, wow, because it's white color, so beautiful, right? But then when I said, I never see this before, I also don't know what is this plant, you know. So and when I take a closer look at the plant, my eyes become very sharp, you know.
It's
I can see, I can see the details of the plant that I never see before, the flower, you know. So the depth of the flowers, you know.
Yes.
It's like I'm there for the flower and the flower is there for me, you know.
That is what seeing is all about.
Yeah.
Oh. That's why everything is like very pristine.
Yes. Yes. So it's like the exercise helped me to like suddenly, become very mindful. And,
you settle down into those mindfulness. That is the active one. Yeah, the active one in the midst of life. That's why I realized last time when I constantly do that, even while I sit on a bus or on a train or waiting for something on the queue or what, I will do my hand movement, my own mindfulness training. Then I realized I do it so often. Even in the office, when I'm alone, I move it. Every morning after I meditate, when I arise, I walk, I also move my hand. That movement, that activity makes me mindful, anchor my awareness. Then I realize after that, I not only can do away with the movement, whatever activity, action, and movement, my mind and the awareness become one. The mind, awareness, and the movement become one. But the hand movement, because I always use that one, stabilize the mindfulness, awareness. Then as this one continue, my daily mindfulness also pick up. A lot of all this activity pick up. Then I realize it become like continuous. All the activity from the hand movement, it will link and connect to all other movement. Then that time I really realized turning, bending, stretching, or even go to my seat or what. It's like the awareness is with my whole body. Then every movement, every action, my awareness is always there. It can become very stable, very, very stable. So what you do is the training to develop the stability of daily mindfulness, which is a very important part of the cultivation. Now, this one will bring you deeper into the awareness field within the life awareness field. And the life awareness field, you can have a very stable daily mindfulness. In the midst of life, you start to see different things again. You start to understand different things again. What you describe is the beginning, like you become now more sensitive. You are not lost in thought. You are more aware of external because you have gone in and out. The internal movement activity, or you have learned enough and you understood the mundane mind and other things. Then now is to go into life, to experience the daily mindfulness, to develop the ability to be sensitive. Like you mentioned, when you come out from your house, you walk for about a kilometer, you are in the relaxed state of awareness and you just walk naturally. That's why the mindfulness, the awareness is there. Your mind is able to have that spacious awareness moving out and it becomes sensitive of all the vibration within nature. That's why you say the bug, the insect vibration or whatever, even the stream activity, the flowing water and all things. Then later on, when you reach the park, you hear the people's, I won't say chattering, maybe gossiping or speech and all those things. then you can be aware. You want to know, you can know. You don't want to know, you can just continue your awareness. But because you develop all this awareness and you try to learn, like you mentioned, these two were full of problems in life. They were like a lot of very negative type of exchange. So when they do that, actually, if you listen to it, without the stability of what, then you know these type of speeches which are wrong speech, not conducive for Dhamma, it will condition people's mind to have the unhappy emotion, like you mentioned, the dislike, the unhappy thought, the like unpleasant feeling and all those things. You can sense it arising in them. And that is what mundane thinking is all about. Without Dhamma, without wisdom, all this to them has a lot of meaning. And they are engaged in it. They continue to actually verbalize over all these things, complaining all over this thing. To them, that is what their life is all about. Means the conditioned thinking, their views, their opinion, and their conditioned thinking is so strong. That's why they keep on manifesting it. They are hardly awake throughout the day, most of the time. And you will understand all this. That's why, like you mentioned, after that, when you continue to proceed with your walk, then you realize there were gaps. Sometimes when you are like involved in what they say, then that sense of mind state that is going to move towards the direction, you can sense it. Then after that, it becomes quiet again. But this is your natural state of awareness. Without sankhara, without thinking, without wrong thought, you realize it settled down to the tranquil state again, the peaceful state again. Then if you want to listen, you listen, then all this initially can still let you understand what is going on. So that mind, the mundane mind that respond to it, will develop those like and dislike and get conditioned into it. Then later on, as you understand all this, as you go through all this, more and more, more and more, you become very sensitive. Then you realize everybody has their problem. As long as they don't have the Dhamma, they will have their own issues and problems. And all these are like very common. Not only them. Everywhere you go is like that. That's why that time, the compassion, that loving kindness mind will arise. People are just the way they are. Deluded, they will do deluded things. Without Dhamma, they will end up doing all this heedless activity. So all this understanding will stabilize. Then later on, you will have the joy within. They are just the way they are. Unless there is condition, nothing arises. Then you will start to smile more and more to people. And sometimes you can sense they're having problem. As they walk, they worry, they think. You can feel them, you can sense them. Then some of them are like having their own issue. It could be health problem or first noble truth reality. Or the, you can see they are not happy, they are not peaceful. Then they have that fear, the worry, the anxiety. Of course, at times you also see some happy-go-lucky group where they talk a lot, they laugh a lot, and all those things. Yeah, that one also, you can see them around. But very seldom you see people discussing Dhamma, discussing philosophical understanding, exchanging understanding and idea. Very seldom. I see a lot of people try to do Tai Chi and all those things, Falun Gong or whatever. they have. Then sometimes, like you say, they use the music to dance and to do all those activity to make themselves active, because that is part and parcel of the activity. Then sometimes there is somebody who lead. Then, like you say, the musics are quite nice. So you start to develop all this sensitivity. But this phase will pass. As you develop more and more stability of the daily mindfulness, which you are doing it very well now, going through all this, you will develop more and more of this understanding. You start to flow out your activity, your sensitivity is out into the world. Means you start to understand the world. You start to, like the Satipatthana, mindful internally, then mindful externally. So the internal and external, there are two different phases of cultivation. Initially, most of the cultivator will go in Hui Guang Fan Zhao, reverse the line and illuminate within. Means the awareness from inside, it understands very clearly everything that is going on within the forming mind, within the inner world. And through that, when you understand yourself, you understand others. Then when you come out of it, that is mindful of all this kaya nupassana, or vedana nupassana, citta nupassana, and dhamma nupassana externally. The externally one is you see all these four foundations in the midst of life and nature, within activity, external of you. That's why the Buddha say externally, mindful, internally, externally. So all this movement, the cultivator of the way will go through. And this one is also a very wide field. It also covers a long period of training. But this one, like I say, is unending, because life, civilization, evolution is unending. Every now and then, it continuously manifests. It continuously evolves. It continuously manifests in its own formation, causes and conditions. So even our society, we can see, now I'm about 68 years old, coming to 69. So the last 60 odd years, I saw a lot of things, a lot of transformation, a lot of evolution. From the 50s, the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, then the year 2000 and beyond. And things are moving, evolving very fast, very rapidly. But now science and technology has actually taken over. And the evolution of consciousness has taken place. Now it's very fast. It's an information age, data age, and all that. Then I realized, without the technical understanding, without the mindfulness and the awareness, people cannot go. Most people cannot go. That's why you see nowadays a lot of young people having mental problems, depression, and all those things. So all this, you will start to develop understanding. Then like what I share with you all, you will also develop the understanding of Bojai. Because those who use the thought a lot, they are actually too much emphasized on knowledge. Means science, technology, and knowledge. And that one, without the Dhamma, without the wisdom, the spiritual understanding, is very destructive. Actually go towards self-extermination of the human species. They can go into a lot of conflict and other things. Because as you progress technologically, you become more and more powerful in the sense that you develop all the very powerful weapons. Now they call it the weapon of mass destruction. And they got various type of names. Now, not only last time, atomic bomb, then nuclear bomb. Then now, they got hypersonic, supersonic, and the various type of missile also, you cannot keep track of the terminology. They are so fast. And the way the defense industry has transformed, that's why it's very lucrative. They call it the military industrial complex. They are making a lot of money because they are trying to influence the world, yeah, to compete with each other and to buy their military. They call it the military things that they research through their R&D. And they every time develop more and more advanced and more sophisticated type of weapon system so that they can continue to market them and sell them. So if you have a civilization that emphasize too much on the thought process, then technological wise, you will progress, but at the expense of the spiritual understanding. Without the spiritual understanding to balance out, the civilization can go in the wrong direction and finally can end up self-destructive and all those things. That's why all this war and all those things, misunderstanding, conflict in the world, it's not easy. Even environmental issue, you will link from the meditative understanding, the Dhamma, to all this understanding by nature realized. Then you will have the understanding that is way beyond normal people. Because you are sensitive, you can feel them. You can come to that understanding that people cannot understand. Because the power of awareness, the awareness nature, which is beyond thought, beyond mind, that is the one that normal thought-based intellect people cannot develop. Even the leaders and others think they cannot develop. So you will start to experience and see all this. But initially, like I said, you have to go through the training. So inwardly, mindfulness, the four foundations, internally, I think you have done quite well and you have developed it quite far. So now is the time for you to go into the stability of daily mindfulness and come out to develop the external one. Means mindfulness of the kaya, the vedana, the citta, and the dhamma externally. Internally, you have done quite well. So externally is now the phase you're going through. So what you share just now is very good. Okay? So you can continue to stabilize it. Then as you stabilize it, you will understand more and more, more and more, more and more. Yeah, this is what I went through too when I was in the early days. After 1989, I remember, I continued until the year 2004, then only Yun Chan come. Before Yun Chan come and invite me to come out. Those 15 years, I was experimenting with a lot of things, doing my own cultivation. That time I was still working. I retired in the year 2001. I remember Labor Day. Then that 3 years after I retired was beautiful. I get to do what I want to do in life. Then I have more time to do what I like to do. So I just go about doing the things that I like to do. But of course, I like them most, but that time, not much condition. Very few people I can talk to. But despite what happened, I got no problem because I know how to move into life. I know how to really understand life and do what I need to do in life. So as I go through life, I develop a lot of understanding. That's why all this understanding for you all who has moved into it, you will go through too. So for me, since 89, it's almost 30 over years already. So 99, 2009, 2019, or 33 years already. So this 33 years has been a very, very rich type of living. the spiritual life that comes with that spiritual understanding, the third phase of Dhamma is very beautiful. So all this, you all will get to understand. Okay? Sadhu to you. You can continue.
Brazil has a very extensive spiritual life, you know,
yeah.
3 years. Yeah. So we are just like baby, you know.
Yeah, that's why after you explain all this, then I understand where you are. So I can advise you on all this big picture, the movement that will happen later on. So these are the possibility of the mind of a cultivator who has developed the understanding. That's why the phase three of the mind is very beautiful, the Pativeda phase. You get to live the life of a cultivator who has the understanding. And there are still a lot of things that can develop, that can arise. And all the phases of experiences that you go through can become your inheritance. And later on, it will all become your perfection too, your spiritual nature. You will develop them. And because of the understanding, your karmic nature is all the time beautiful. From now onward, with that understanding, is all the time beautiful. But the higher wisdom, the stability of understanding, the perfection, and that one is a spiritual nature one. That one can only come about after we have gone through the fourth support, the trust and all those things. After going into the Bodhisattva way and developing the stability of daily mindfulness. So all this will continue to move and transform and happen. So sadhu to you for creating the condition for my nature to share all this. And this is a very beautiful understanding. Yeah, sorry. You can continue, Bojeng.
Yes, Bharatio. I'll continue on with what I'm sharing. So after I finish what I need to do for the walking, right? I will need to do my chores already. So
I was at the
junction of the road, like to take route A or route B, lah. For example, huh?
Yes.
Route
yes.
A is my usual route. Route B is the unusual route that I seldom take. So I said, since I came with route A, so I take the route B to do my thing, lah. So the next thing I need to do is, I know I have to have my breakfast, and then I have to do some marketing, buying my vegetables and fruits. So actually, the whole 1 hour, I have very, very little thinking, Bradio. It's just when I reach this junction, then I decide, what am I supposed to do, you know? That is the, you say like, you only think when you need to think to do your things, you know?
Yeah, so it's you just, need to think only you think one, because the thought process is for us to live life. That's why most of the time you're without thought one, which is most beautiful.
Yes, yes. So during this exercise, very beautiful in the sense that very little thought, just, you know, your action and your awareness, that's
yeah,
it, you know?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Probably is your hearing and your eyes and your hearing
yes,
that is engaged,
yes.
You know, that's it. Other than that, the all the other sense organs is very quiet, you know, not doing anything, you know.
Sadhu.
So eyes and ears, you know, is engaged because you need to see where you're going. You can hear, you know, the sound of people,
correct,
the sound
correct,
of the environment,
correct.
That's it.
Yes.
So when I reached the junction, I said, oh, I have to make a decision, go A or B, lah, right? So I took the less frequent route that I hardly go. So I thought maybe just take a look what is going on, you know. So I walk. So I walked towards the place I need to go, which is the market, lah, market where I can have my breakfast. Mm. So it's about like another kilometer walk back, you know, because 1 kilometer back to the go to the park, then 1 kilometer back right there, lah. So I reached there. And then as I reached the market, the sound start to come out, you know, like because it's a busy place.
That one is another beautiful condition for you to actually understand a lot of things. Yeah.
Correct.
Go to the market, you have your breakfast. It's a very beautiful experience.
Yes. So I went to the store that I want to buy my food, like, you know, I bought my prawn noodle. I bought my prawn noodle. Then I said I must go and find a place to sit where I can eat my food, you know. So I went there, I found a table near the open space, you know. Not inside but outside, like, you know, like
correct,
open space outside. So you can have the fresh air, you know,
breeze and
things like that.
You
So I
will know
choose the
where to
table
sit
just
on,
there.
yeah.
Yes. So but because there are also other people eating, right? It's like a coffee shop, you know. So
Correct.
so
Yes.
so I can hear the noises, like, you know, the noises come
Yeah,
back
yeah,
again, you
yeah,
know.
yeah.
Yeah, the noises come back again, people eating, people very
Yeah.
happy, laughing and things like that.
Correct.
So
Correct.
relative, I sat down on the chair, right? Then I started to wipe my sweat. I take out my towel and wipe my sweat first, you know. Then after which, I look around my area, like look outside or the
Yes.
sun and the grass, very nice. And then I look inside, or people talking. It's very nice, although it's kind of noisy, but it's also very nice because people are having a good
Yes.
time eating breakfast, you know. You know, and then they have friends eating with them together, and they're having a good time, you know, chatting, lah, you know, about their daily things, lah. So I was sitting there, you know, I said, oh, I shall just eat. And then, but it, the noise, although I cannot hear very clearly what they're talking about, but I know there are a lot of noises, you know, Brantio. Okay, because so many people talking at the same time, you know, different chamber and things like that, right? So, but then something happened, no, Brantio. Something happened. So I
What
sit down there,
happened?
right? The awareness, huh? The awareness, suddenly go to that table, huh? Okay, to the table that I look, huh? And I can hear every word, every
Yeah,
single
very
word
clearly.
said. Yeah,
Yes,
every
Sadhu.
single word I can hear, you know. I chose the
Sadhu.
table, you know, because there are women talking, so it should be just women stuff, like, you know, nothing abnormal things. So the awareness go there, you hear every word they talk, you know. So
Yes.
they say, say. Then after that, huh, I said, ayo, I the I know what is going on with my mind. It says like, I shouldn't listen to people's conversation, you know. Okay.
That thought will arise. Yes,
Yeah, the
yes.
thought came and said, after
Yeah,
that, huh,
yeah.
you know, I just keep silent, you know, I keep silent, you know. I mean, in the first place, I shouldn't be doing that, you know. But you can see that the awareness is so powerful, right? You just go there, huh? And then you can hear everything the people there says, you know.
Yes, it's for
Okay?
you to understand the
Correct,
power
correct,
of
correct.
awareness.
Correct,
That's why
correct,
all
correct.
this will happen one for you to see, to understand. Then later on you will come to know. It's not to say you want to listen.
Yes.
No, it's the awareness. As you go through the cultivation, it has this ability, and it will show it to you one that it has this ability. That's why I use the word, if you want to know, you can know. And it's nothing to do with psychic. It's because you
Yes,
have the
yes.
awareness nature that has the ability. And sometimes it manifests and show it to you. Very distant sound, actually inaudible one. People cannot hear. You just silent, relax. Then the awareness nature went there. And a lot of things can manifest and happen. That's why you will never understand until you have developed the awareness nature to that stability, and that stability has that sensitivity, that ability to understand a lot of things. Then it has the sensitivity to detect sign, whatever activity, movement within nature. You can sense a lot of things. Your senses become heightened. Then the awareness nature can detect many things. Then later on, you will go through all these experiences to develop the clear understanding of what the awareness nature is all about. That's why the understanding of the awareness nature become very different, very, very different. That nature is very powerful, can do a lot of things, but of course, nothing magical on the sun. It's not like the psychic one can create. This one is the ability to understand things. It's not a psychic thing, but it's the ability. And to understand life is to have that ability to be sensitive until that level. That's why the awareness nature can manifest in that way. Of course, it cannot go and produce a psychic thing on us, like levitate, travel to. It can never be. But when you have the awareness can actually penetrate the perception. Like I told you, at that time, it showed me the van, gone. Gone. The whole thing is gone. Like you saw your hand, gone. I mean, this is the power of awareness. But not to show people that you can do like magic. No, it's to tell you that awareness nature has this ability to see beyond the physical. Understand? To see very, very far the oneness nature, everything that it wants to know, it can know. Sometimes it can be very, very far. So all this are what our nature is capable of. And this type of training, this type of awareness-based meditative training that involves life itself is a completely different understanding that most people cannot understand. It's not written in the book. It's not written by anybody, because hardly anybody can do this, can move until this space. Yeah. I have yet to come across. I mean, there could be, I don't know, but it's not written. So whoever who can share all this, my nature will rejoice, because these are things that is way beyond normal cultivator. Yeah. So sadhu to you, eh? Puching, you are going through all this beautifully. So as you continue, well, you are lying very healthy. Yeah? You walk every day, I think, got 10,000 steps at least. Yeah? 1 kilometer to the park there, the park there, walk some more. Then 1 kilometer, go to breakfast, buy your whatever marketing, then walk back some more, well, at least 4 or 5 kilo. And in between, a lot of exercise, you have your mindfulness training. This style of life is very healthy, very good. Sadhu to you, Bojing.
Yes, it's very good to have this kind of lifestyle. Very healthy. Okay, so Brad, it hasn't finished yet, it hasn't finished yet. So what happened is I said, I shouldn't be listening, Okay, so the awareness, come back.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was in silent, right? I was in silent. Mm. And then, somehow there is a shift, there's a shift I detected.
Shift in consciousness, yes.
Yes. Shift in
to
consciousness.
To let you see and understand,
Yes. And then this shift in consciousness, is very different, a different kind of thing, It showed to me, it manifests, how do I explain this? It manifests the vibration, the vibration, it's a very not the gross type vibration. It's very very subtle, soft, and it continue, and then after that very soothing, it just disappeared. Then after that, you repeat again. It show it to me again second time, very subtle kind of vibration.
Mm.
After that, it
Sadhu.
Goes
away. Is it at the
soothing,
heart area?
Soothing. Huh?
Is it at
no,
your
no,
heart
it's
area?
Not. No. Oh, this one, is in the. Is the awareness on the mind area?
Oh, the brain there or what?
Actually, Brad, because I was sitting, I was looking. I'm not looking at anything, Brad. And it's not at my heart area. That one is not my heart area. Okay.
Okay. Means external.
Yeah. So it was just sitting down, and then I wasn't looking at anything, but it's from the awareness itself,
Means
internal,
the shift of
internal.
Consciousness is the general spacious awareness itself.
But it's the vibration itself.
General spacious awareness. It become very fine.
So it showed to me again the but it's not the normal gross vibration,
correct.
Very very soft and subtle, and then very soothing towards the end. It goes in, and I don't know why is it going in, Brother Teo. It showed to me, it's like from outside going in, So I wasn't very sure what is that, because first time I've seen.
No, going into where? Going into where?
It showed me, okay, let me explain first how it goes. do it this way, going inside like that, and then after that it appear again, and then going inside again, and then it appear again and going inside again like that.
When you say going inside, means towards your heart or what?
It wasn't towards my heart.
Then
there wasn't
where?
A heart. That's why I also like maybe it's just outer space. I don't know, because I was.
Oh, means the consciousness is going into you, your body, yeah, your
into
body.
My body, yeah.
Hmm.
It's going
okay.
in, but it's showing me going in, you know.
I know. Yeah.
In,
it's
yeah.
like drawing. Yeah, drawing.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's going
mm.
in, you know. So I said it's going in, you know. So it's very interesting phenomena that it manifests to show me the subtle vibration.
Yes.
Very subtle and very soothing, going in. First time, then very sure again, second time going in. It just showing me this way, lah. So I
yeah.
was like, you know, this is nothing that I've seen before, lah, brother.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So then after that, it dissipate, and then after that, I come back to my normal awareness again.
Awareness,
which is myself
yes,
sitting at the chair, you know.
Yeah,
I have
yeah.
eat my breakfast already, you know, that
yeah,
kind of thing.
sadhu.
But I aware that this thing all happened, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, you know. Yes.
It's
so,
meant to be for you to understand. Later on,
yes.
you will understand. Later on, you will understand. You just let it be. Then later
yes,
on,
yes.
when you understand, you can use your own word to describe. Initially, it's like you know something happened already. Something important has manifest. As you go through the cultivation, all these are very normal, very common. It will keep on coming. Then you will keep on understanding. Then later on, I realize after my cultivation stabilized, I recollect back, then I start to understand what these things are. Then I can explain that's how it happened and all those things. So for you, it's beautiful. Yeah, these are the things that can arise and happen for cultivators of the way who have this awareness developed. So the awareness nature got a few phases. Initially, it's the inner awareness, the stability of it. Then after that, you move it out to daily mindfulness. Then the stability of daily mindfulness. Then you go in again. You do the four foundations, mainly internal. Initially, it's most of the time internal. Until you develop full understanding of self-knowledge, then you develop clear understanding of the mind, the awareness nature, then that power of awareness and all those things. Then after that, when you move into the daily life, when you continue to stabilize the daily mindfulness until you have that stability, like what you are going through, is throughout the day, you develop the mindfulness training and the daily religious routine, then this awareness nature will manifest externally. The four foundation of mindfulness, Kaya, Nupassana, mindful internally, then now externally, then Vedana also. That's why you can feel people's feeling, whether people have worry, fear, problem, or what. You can sense them, like you are with their feeling. Then their sankara activity, their whatever citta, mindfulness of citta externally. Then the last part is the Dhamma. Dhamma Nupassana, externally. You can see. They have evil root. They have fear. They call all those things. You can see. You can sense them. Then when they are depressed, you can sense them. You can detect all this. You can be very sensitive. So all these are the phases that the cultivator will go through. Then as you go through, you just aware, understand enough. Initially, no need to go too deep. Just understand and move on. Then with what I share with you as guidance, it will give you a bigger picture of what to expect and later on how to actually develop all those understanding to develop the totality of understanding. That's why you will start to understand, like I explained just now, a lot of things are happening and evolving and manifesting constantly. Yeah, everyone is different. Every civilization is different. Every decade of civilization evolution is different. There are a lot of things about the thought base and the awareness base movement, the consciousness, the totality of consciousness, collective consciousness, even the planetary consciousness, the nation's consciousness, you can be aware. Like last time, I remember I went over to Singapore, I can detect, I can feel. The consciousness is different. I go to New Zealand, I can feel. I go to Thailand, I can feel. The consciousness of that country is different. When I landed in Singapore, it's different again. Then, of course, in the early days, our Malaysia side, when the consciousness is, wow, very, that Taiwan, a lot of politics on kiasu and all that. Well, at one time, it was very negative. But now it has improved a lot. It has improved a lot. But Singapore, they are relatively much more pure, the consciousness. You can sense them. You can become very sensitive. And all these are possible. That's why you will move through all this. Then you will develop your own understanding later on as all this stabilizes. So these are the phase of cultivation. Unless cultivated all the way, can reach that type of progress. It's seldom shared with people. That's why I say you cannot find it in books. You don't even hear it. It's not common. It's very, very rare. So it's very good. Bujay, thank you so much. So it's about 10:36 already. You got anything else to wrap up?
Thank you, Bharatiya, for your guidance and sharing. That's all I have for today. Yes.
Sadhu,
thank you very
let
much.
Let us rejoice. Sadhu. Thank you so much, Pujay. Very good sharing today. So let us rejoice and share merits. We will do our closing, Pujay. Akasata cha bhumata devanaga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana hitawata jamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukhita hontu nyatayo devo vasatu kalina sasa sampati hetu cha vito bhavatu loko cha raja bhavatu dhammiko Imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo otu yawa nivana patia sadu sadu sadu. Okay, we all can now be respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Bodhisattva, and all the witty ones. Then we will end the wholesome session. Sadhu.
Dear brothers and sisters in the Dharma, let's put our hands together and say sadhu three times to Bratio and Mr. Steele for coming all the way to share this beautiful Buddha Dharma with us by saying sadhu three times.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu to Sister PG for fetching Bratio and Mr. Steele.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu to Brother Jin Hao for helping out in the Zoom session and the recording.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sadhu to each and every one of ourselves for being here today.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Dear brothers in the Dharma, we would like to express our gratitude to Relative Sanavasri for providing a very conducive ambience for us to hear the Dharma tonight.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.